performed for you by Leroy Holmes and the orchestra this morning on KBRO. We're now 14 minutes before 9, and on the bulletin board, a reminder that the Port Orchard Fathoms Fund General Chairman Sherm Kulong is asking all people and organizations who have submitted entries for this year's Fathoms of Fun Parade.
Oh, better.
Engelbert Humperdinck. La, 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 la. The twin pianos of Ferranti and Teicher from KBRO and Freedom, which brings our time to 7 minutes before 9 now. I'll have the latest news details for you at the top of the hour. Toward that time, the music of KBRO continues with Henry Mancini and Doc Severinsen. Poor Butterfly.
For Puget Sound West, this is KBRO, Bremerton.
And a very pleasant good morning. It's 57 degrees in Bremerton. Steve Schilling with KBRO News at 9. Brought to you by Montgomery Ward. The Supreme Court has postponed a decision on President Nixon's request for the evidence which led the Watergate grand jury to name him as an unindicted co-conspirator. And President Nixon is back in Washington from a weekend at Camp David, Maryland, and takes up a few domestic matters today before his 10-day European trip. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is scheduled to testify today before a Senate subcommittee about reported secret changes in Soviet American missile levels allowed under the 1972 disarmament treaty. President Tito of Yugoslavia is visiting West Germany today. We have this report now from Wellington Long.
Yugoslav President Tito marched around in the muggy 70-degree heat of the West German capital, putting the lie to reports that swept the country a few weeks ago to the effect that he was partially paralyzed and dying. On the contrary, he proved he is alive and well. Tito's state visit highlighted his economic relations with West Germany, the fact that West Germany is his main trading partner, and the further fact that almost 500,000 Yugoslavs have jobs in West Germany, Yugoslavs who might otherwise be dangerously unemployed back home. For their part, the Germans say they believe Tito still has a role to play in the Mediterranean area as a third world leader, not irrevocably committed to either West or to East. Wellington Long, Bonn.
The Palestinian Liberation Organization says disengagement of Israeli and Syrian forces is a step toward peace, but says it will continue to fight until the Palestinian problem is settled. A new Protestant faction in Northern Ireland's sectarian war says it will retaliate in the British Republic for IRA bombings in the north. KBRO News Time, now 9:01.
Now you get additional savings during the big spring carpet sale at Ward's in Bremerton, up to 32% off. Carpets for every room, plus outside porch, patios, and pools. The selection has never been better with a wide choice of fabrics. See the economical Monet for beauty and long wear at a bargain price. It's continuous filament nylon face yarn and just $4.99 a square yard. In the medium price range, the Made to Take at Briar Lane for just $5.99 a square yard. Or perhaps you would prefer the ultra-bright nylon pile Chatelight for just $9.79 a square yard. 35 styles and patterns. See samples right in your own home. Call for an appointment. And Rapid Roy says check the mezzanine right now for solid-state pocket AM radios just $2.99 each. Ward's in Bremerton.
The news of Puget Sound West, the picket lines around Kitsap County grocery stores disappeared today. Kitsap retail clerks ended the strike that started June 13th last night by ratifying a contract with Allied Employers Incorporated. The clerks went for the contract offer after Allied revised its offer to match the offer made Saturday by Safeway to that chain striking clerks. The Safeway clerks ratified on Saturday. Pierce County clerks also agreed to the latest contract offer last night, and King County clerks are expected to follow suit this morning. Kitsap Union business manager Vern Gordon says the clerks didn't receive word of the revision until about an hour before last night's meeting. It came in the form of a telephone call from the federal mediator. The agreements make clerks' contracts uniform throughout the Puget Sound area, regardless of which group they were negotiating with. Well, the Puget Sound Power and Light Company says a power outage north of Bremerton yesterday was caused by sabotage. Spokesman Ken Cox said an $80,000 transformer was ruined when an oil plug was removed, allowing the lubricant to drain out. Cox said this was the most costly in a recent series of sabotage incidents. He said an oil plug on a transformer at the Bremerton Junction substation also was removed, but monitors caught that problem apparently before serious damage occurred. Intensive search efforts are underway in the Spokane area today for some trace of an elderly Eugene, Oregon couple kidnapped by escaped convicts 11 days ago. The convict murderer Carl Cletus Bowles is back in custody after being shot by law enforcement officers, but he says he left Mr. and Mrs. Earl Hunter safe and sound in Yakima. The couple's son, 33-year-old John Hunter of Toronto, talked with Bowles in his hospital room yesterday, and Bowles repeated his assertion that he left the Hunters in good condition. Well, Gene Lobiarco of Bremerton picked up all the marbles in this weekend's Bremerton Invitational Slow Pitch Tournament. The Bremerton team stayed in the winner's bracket all the way and took the final frame with an 11-2 victory over the Haven of Tacoma. The championship pitcher was Charlie Buell, and the slugger of the night was Mike Kendall, smashing out two home runs. The weather forecast is next for Puget Sound West, brought to you by Northern Lights Company.
The aurora borealis, the luminous phenomena, usually consisting of streams of light, visible only at night, and of electric origin. The northern lights are best seen in the Arctic region, or best seen at 1717 4th Street. Visit Northern Light Company, now a division of 21st Century. Northern Light Company, your lighting experts for the Olympic Peninsula. Phone 377-8101, 377-8101, Northern Light Company.
For Puget Sound West, the weatherman predicting mostly fair through tomorrow, except patchy night and morning cloudiness. The highs today and tomorrow in the low 70s, the lows in the low 50s. Variable winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour, except mostly out of the northwest to 15. And the chance of measurable rainfall, less than 10% today and tonight and tomorrow. The current KBRO temperature, 57 degrees at 5 1/2 after 9. The Impossible Dream, from The Man of La Mancha, done for you by the Living Trio on KBRO. Well, Jim McGowan showed up this morning, finally. To tell the truth, I'd forgotten about him. But, Jim, how are things on Wall Street? I hope you had a good weekend.
Good morning. Running a little later this morning, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 149, transportation up 0.08, utilities down 0.06. Average price per share on the New York Stock Exchange down 3 cents on volume of 5.2 million shares. 496 issues on the upside, 581 declining. Two new highs for the year, 123 new lows. Two prices, IBM 215.5 up 2.5. Sucrest 13 1/8 up 1 7/8. Burroughs also up 1 7/8 at 104 5/8. Procter and Gamble 103.5, that's up 2 points. Fairchild Camera 40 3/4 up 1 5/8, and Bannister Continental up 1 1/8 at 7 3/4. On the downside, ASA Limited 80 even down 2 1/4. Clark Equipment 31 even down 1 5/8. Caterpillar Tractor 60 3/8 down 1.5, and Homestake Mining down 1 1/4 at 41.5. Couple of stocks locally, Weyerhaeuser 39 up 3/8, and Boeing up 1/8 at 17 7/8. Once again, the Dow Jones Industrials up 149, the average price of a share in the New York Stock Exchange down 3 cents. So off this morning, Steve, give you a call again tomorrow morning.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much.
The rich sounds of summer for Puget Sound West continue now on KBRO.
Light the glittering guitars and a blues serenade. The music of KBRO this morning, our time now 19 after 9. Be listening this Saturday morning at 10 for the live broadcast of this year's Fathoms of Fun Grand Parade, direct from downtown Port Orchard. That's brought to you by community-minded West Bay merchants and the West Bay Shopping Center, Port Orchard. Join Ron Rogerson for the description of the annual parade on both KBRO and KBRO-FM. Your West Bay merchants include Port Orchard Exxon, Whirlamat Laundry, and Tacoma Savings and Loan. temperature outside now 57 degrees.
A real estate broker showing a choice recreational site on Hood Canal. The family that's looking for a new home in Port Orchard, and the student on his way to classes at Olympic College. These are the people served by KBR Rope, the people of Puget Sound West.
We have this bulletin from the KBRO Radio Newsroom.
Downtown Bremerton motorists are advised of emergency equipment moving in the 900 block of Pacific Avenue. Once again, that city emergency equipment moving in the 900 block of Pacific Avenue. Motorists are advised to use extra caution. This is Doug Hicks, KBRO Radio News.
The preceding traffic alert brought to you by King's Towing and Ambulance. Another exclusive service by King's. Call the King's Men at ES7777.
We have this bulletin from KBRO Mobile News and Doug Hicks.
Motorists in the downtown Bremerton area are advised that the southbound lanes of Pacific in the 900 block are almost completely blocked at this time by Bremerton City fire equipment. You should move to another route if you're en route to downtown Bremerton via Pacific. The problem at 915 Pacific seems to be under full control of the Bremerton Fire Department right now. Apparently there had been a report of smoke in the house of an elderly lady, but there is no active fire at this time. Traffic, however, once again is blocked on Pacific Avenue. This is Doug Hicks, KBRO Radio News, in the 900 block of Pacific.
The preceding traffic alert bulletin brought to you in the interest of safety by King Towing. 24-hour towing service when you call the King's Men at ES7777.
This is KBRO, AM and FM, Bremerton, for Puget Sound West. Good morning. Welcome to The Contact Show on KBRO AM and FM, the buy, swap, and sell of the Bremerton Broadcast Company. Brought to you this morning by McBride's Hallmark Shop at 133 Pacific in downtown Bremerton. If you have items you'd like to buy, swap, sell, give away, trade, describe them on a card in a letter, mail them to The Contact Show, KBRO, Box 1490, Bremerton, or drop them by the studios at 11th and Park. And we'll put them on the air for you free of charge, provided you're not a commercial business. Well, on the Contact Show this morning, for sale, AKC registered Sheltie pups, miniature collies, sable and white, three males, two females. They start at $75 and ready for a home at the present time. S63-0013. S63-0013. For the AKC registered Sheltie pups. S63-0013. For sale, large three piece. Hello. A blonde Naugahyde curved sectional. Ideal for a rec room or a beach home, custom built. New, it was $600. They'll sell it for $150. And also, they have a Lane coffee table for $50. For the coffee table and the curved sectional, call 857-4597. 857-4597. That's in Gig Harbor. In Gig Harbor, 857-4597. For sale, two pair of drapes with pleated valance, custom made in good condition, can be seen on the window. Call S675004 for details. S675004 for details. The price $25 for the pair of drapes, two pair of drapes. S675004. On the contact program. Okay. 200 feet of 2, or we should say 200 feet of 12-3 with ground wire of Romanex copper housing wiring, will cut to any length you desire, 20 cents a foot. Also, electric outlet boxes, okay. Two 2x6s, 16 feet long, 2 4x8 feet sheets of birch cabinet wood, 100 feet of select 1x6 fir, 3 shelf bathroom medicine cabinet with 16x22 inch mirror, 1 close coupled with, Corona portable typewriter with carrying case. In the Tracyton area, call Essex 3-4019. Essex 3-4019. And it's not a reflection on the card because it's it's typed on the back of a sprinkling rate application. We have this traffic advisory from KBRO Radio News.
Drivers in the vicinity of Illahi State Park should be advised that emergency equipment will be in that area. Drivers in the vicinity of Illahi State Park should be aware that emergency vehicles will be in that area. Please give way to them. This is Mike Bentley reporting for KBRO News.
All traffic emergency bulletins broadcast by KBRO are presented in the interest of public safety by King Towing and Ambulance. Safety comes first when you call Kings at ES77777.
For Puget Sound West, this is KBRO, Bremerton.
And a very pleasant good morning, 60 degrees in Bremerton. Steve Schilling with the 10 o'clock presentation of the news. Prime Minister Harold Wilson told the House of Commons today that Britain conducted a nuclear test a few weeks ago. The Supreme Court has postponed a decision on President Nixon's request for the evidence which led a grand jury to name him as an unindicted co-conspirator in the Watergate cover-up. The Supreme Court ruled that local juries do not have unlimited authority to decide what is obscene in their communities. And the court also refused to extend the right to vote to felons who have served their sentences. Attorney General Saxby has criticized short prison sentences for Watergate convicts, while those convicted of other crimes serve years behind prison bars. At News of Puget Sound West, Puget Power and Light Company and striking electrical workers negotiators continued talking throughout the weekend. Indications are the two sides are coming closer together, but there's been no word of when the 8-week-old strike might end. The strike keeps about 125 Kitsap workers off the job. The Navy has promised to ease the impact of its proposed Triton submarine base, but the Washington Environmental Council says those promises are just so many empty words. The state's largest environmental group has released a study which says the Navy has made no formal commitments in its environmental impact statement. The report also noted that Triton is seen by military experts as a 15-year project, and the Navy hasn't dealt with the question of what to do with the abandoned facility. Bremerton Rotarians will look closer at the Triton submarine today. The featured speaker at today's regular meeting is Captain John Lewis. Lewis will talk about the hardware of the Triton system. The grocery strike in Kitsap County is over. Striking retail clerks negotiating with Allied Employers Incorporated ratified a contract last night. Safeway clerks had ratified the day before. Last night's vote came as somewhat of a surprise. The clerks had intended to reject the contract offer from Allied on the basis it wasn't equal to the one made by Safeway. But union business manager Vern Gordon says the union received a call from the federal mediator about an hour before the meeting, informing the clerks Allied had revised its offer to match the Safeway pact. Federal officials say they may release tapes today from a police helicopter and a private plane that collided Friday over Seattle. 4 persons died in that crash, 2 police officers and 2 civilians in the plane. Officials say the recordings could contain the voices of the pilots in each craft, but they add the tape must first be copied and verified for accuracy before being played. The new $20 million Alaska State Ferry, Columbia, arrived in Juneau, Alaska yesterday on a test run from Seattle. Engine problems Saturday delayed the ship's arrival in Ketchikan by about 5 hours, but parts were flown in from Seattle. The 418-foot ship replaces the ferry Wickersham, which was sold to a Finnish firm. Regular runs from Seattle to southeast Alaska are set to begin July 5th. The weather forecast for Puget Sound West, mostly fair through tomorrow, except for patchy night and morning cloudiness. The highs today and tomorrow in the low 70s, lows in the low 50s. Variable winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly to 15 miles per hour in the afternoons. The chance of measurable rainfall, less than 10% today, 10% tonight and tomorrow, with the current KBRO temperature at 60 degrees. KBRO time, 4:30 after 10. Days and Mondays, done for you by the Carpenters on KBRO. That brings our time to 11 minutes after 10 now. Oh, yes, and the temperature outside is 60 degrees, and that's, you know, because of the sunshine, which is very nice. A little wispy overcast up there. Nothing to worry about, says the weatherman. And it's been clearing off to almost totally clear skies in the late evening hours, the last couple of nights. Over the downtown Bremerton area, anyway. Heavy clouds gathering over the Olympics about that time of the day, but they seem to stay, you know, out away toward the coast. Tides? Well, we had those minus tides over the weekend, made for good moisture picking and clamming. And, in fact, we have a few in the bucket right now. Let's see, tides. We're at Monday, what, the 24th? June, corrected to Bremerton, 2:54. This afternoon, we'll have a minus 0.2 tide in Bremerton. Also, corrected to Seebeck, that will be 2:44 at a minus 0.2 tide. Minus 0.2 of a foot.
Happy sounds for the morning will continue shortly on KBRO.
Well, the big Fathoms of Fun celebration is underway in a number of areas. Lasts a long time too. Had a big celebration. Let's see, coming up at the Eagles Hall on the 28th, I'll have four of the. Lenny D's electronic console. And another cement truck. That was the glory of love, yes. 18 after 10, KBRO time. And time to check in with the Washington State Department of Employment Security and look at some of the job availabilities in the Bremerton area now. Hello? Pick up the phone.
This is your Washington State Employment Office with the data job listings for today. Local job opportunities. Health technician, 8,055 a year. Will perform general corpsman duties. Prefer ex-Navy corpsman. Registered nurse, $6.97 a month. Must be registered in the state of Washington. LPN, $5.56 a month. Day shift. Secretary clerk, 3, $7,200 a year. Must type 70 words a minute. Take shorthand from 80 to 100 words a minute. For reservationists, $375 a month or more, depending on experience.
Life was key.
Little Green Apples, the twin pianos of Ronnie Aldrich on KBRO this morning.
Your South Kitsap Sun Fun headquarters, the Hilltop Grocery on the Manchester Highway at the top of Mile Hill, invites you to take in the various events of this year's Fathoms of Fun celebration, like the annual Grand Parade in downtown Port Orchard this Saturday morning beginning at 10, the Frog Jumping Contest July 4th, and the Chewing Gum Contest July 6th. For quick, friendly service, 100 hours a week, 15 hours each Friday and Saturday, shop the Hilltop Grocery at the top of the hill on the Manchester Highway.
Headlines at 10:30 on KBRO.
Sound West. This is KBRO, Bremerton.
And a very pleasant good morning, 60 degrees in Bremerton. Steve Schilling with KBRO headlines at 29 before 11. The House Judiciary Committee issued another subpoena for White House tapes today seeking to find if President Nixon knew of Attorney General Richard Kleindienst's inaccurate testimony before a Senate committee. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger describes as totally false in every detail charges that... I want to make it with you, Floyd Kramer, at the keyboard. Preceded by Johnny Mathis and the old Limehouse Blues. Blues. That word always reminds me of Bing Crosby, kind of blues. It's a visual image. I'm sure if you've ever watched Bing Crosby sing, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. On the KBRO Community Bulletin Board, we have a reminder for you. A note... excuse me. A note that the Calvary Baptist Church will have a family evening Bible school starting the 24th, that's today, from 7 to 9, running through the 28th. At 7 to 9 in the evening at 3400 Kitty Hawk Drive, Erlands Point. There are classes first grade through adult. For transportation, call 377-5725. 377-5725.
The mother on her way from Wildcat Lake to do her grocery shopping. The store owner busy at his counter in Silverdale. And the man at his workbench at Keyport. These are the people served by KBRO. The people of Puget Sound West.
Tony Sadler and Ralph Young sing Bonsoir Dame.
Bonsoir Dame, Madame Fedodo.